Thanks so much for being along. A lot happened over the weekend, and one thing that happened that we'll talk about a couple times this morning from different angles, but we'll start off with the leader himself, is the retention by the PCs, Ontario's Progressive Conservatives, of their leader, Tim Hudak, and he joins me now. Mr. Hudak, good morning.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for being back on the show.
With me is Tim Hudak, still the leader of Ontario's Progressive Conservatives. And so you just mentioned everybody thought that a conservative like Rob Ford could never get elected in Toronto, but an awful lot of people thought a conservative would have gotten elected in the last provincial election. What went wrong?
Basically, you know what? Jerry, we played it safe. We ran a campaign that was focused on not losing instead of running flat out to win. We're not going to make that mistake again. So what does that mean? Instead of simply criticizing McGuinty and saying choose us instead, me about a bold, conservative, positive vision for making Ontario the strongest province in all of Canada again. It also means speaking more from the heart and less from the script.
Well, you just mentioned coming from the heart, and I've met you off-air a few times, and I think I'm not the only person to say this, and maybe you realize it yourself, that sometimes during that campaign you maybe came off as kind of robotic. You don't in person, really. I kind of compare you in my mind to Bob Dole, who couldn't win for president in the United States, and when you meet him in person, he's quite a jolly guy. But he didn't come off that way when he ran.
That's my first Bob Dole comparison. But
I hope you don't take it badly. I'm just, he lost as well, but I think in part because he didn't present the real Bob Dole.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fair point. I mean, I think that was probably a criticism of when Senator Dole ran for president, that there wasn't the... What people want to see more is sort of the positive optimism for where this province can go. And I think a criticism I heard of our campaign was our platform was too much of a critique of where things are today instead of that vision for our province can be.
And then, therefore, presenting your party as a real solid alternative.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one that says government should get smaller, not bigger. Government should stick to its knitting, do what it does best, instead of trying to get in all kinds of new businesses and, expensive subsidies like, say, electric car or these green energy schemes.
So, to a couple of the issues, a real hot issue right now that has been put in play, I guess, by the Drummond Report, probably not to the excitement of the Premier, because he seems to believe in it so much, all-day kindergarten. What do you think should happen there?
Well, I don't even know. Let's see if that's actually in the Drummond Report. I'm a little bit dubious of the sort of leak of the day. So let's see this report and how it hangs together as a whole. Whether he says to get out of it, whether he says to freeze it. Another idea that's been out there is to say, well, should it be delivered by full-time teachers, which is a very expensive model, or early childhood educators? So I guess finally, Don Drummond, like Moses from Mount Sinai, will descend upon us on Wednesday. We'll see exactly what he says. But the bottom line is, we got to get out of this hole. It's a massive deficit. It's start time to make some tough decisions to get the books back in balance, because we've been on one incredible spending binge for years. It's time to get on the wagon.
Would you be behind it if they said, well, one of the ways to fix this is to dump the all-day kindergarten program?
Well, let's see if he actually recommends that, right? And let's see how.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you think it's a good idea.
Well, we'll look at it as the whole picture, Jerry, and we'll see if this works or not, or if there's other alternatives. I mean, this is a tough decision we had to make in the last platform. We talked about it in caucus and within the party. We were sort of halfway through its implementation. We were told we did have the funds to actually implement the program. Let's see if we do or if we don't, or if we need to change it. Let's actually see what Don Drummond has to say. And you'll see us responding to Drummond and also our own ideas on the table, like the public sector wage freeze.
I like you, but that's the sort of non-answer that prevented you from becoming premier, I think.
Well, listen, fair enough, Jerry, but I'm not going to respond to the leak of the day from the government until I actually see what Mr. Drummond puts on the table. There's some things been suggested that are not in the report. Let's see what's there. Let's see what hangs together as a package. We need to be serious about this and actually lay out how we're going to reduce spending. We put our own ideas on the table, like this public sector wage freeze, like managed competition. We'll find out Wednesday exactly what the recommendations are.
Tim Hudak is once again confirmed as the leader of the PC party. Congratulations to you. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure, Jerry. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
In-depth radio.
Would you be behind it if they said, well, one of the ways to fix this is to dump the all-day kindergarten program?
Well, let's see if he actually recommends that, right? And let's see how.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you think it's a good idea.
Well, we'll look at it as the whole picture, Jerry, and we'll see if this works or not, or if there's other alternatives. I mean, this is a tough decision we had to make in the last platform. We talked about it in caucus and within the party. We were sort of halfway through its implementation.
One of us is wrong here. It's either me or Tim Hudak. I really actually like Tim Hudak, and so it makes me feel bad when I beat up on him, which is what I felt like I was doing there, because he just wouldn't answer the question. Here's the thing. I don't need the Drummond Report to know whether or not I support all-day kindergarten. I don't. And if you listen to the show at all, you know that I don't support all-day kindergarten. And if you're angry about the things I say about all-day kindergarten, and you think I'm out of my mind and I don't understand, and it's only because my kids are older and whatever your reasons are, then I guess you don't need the Drummond Report either to determine whether you would keep or get rid of all-day kindergarten in this quest to find $16 billion to fix the province that is now not just bleeding money, but people. Toronto is growing, but we can't build an entire province around one city, despite what people outside Toronto think Torontonians think. But the fact of the matter is, we're losing people, becoming a have-not province. The ship needs to be turned around. We can't continue to act like Greece did. And in fact, we continue to act like Greece. We'll have more on that coming up during the course of the show, in that as soon as somebody starts talking about places and see, we get the whining and the crying and the stamping of feet, because people think when a spending program is even suggested, it becomes some sort of human right, which is what's happened with this all-day kindergarten thing. I'd be a lot actually happier with Tim Hudak's answer to me if he would have said, absolutely, Jerry, the PCs support all-day kindergarten, and here's why. Because if John Tory was still the leader, by the way, of the PCs, he would support it. He does support it. He and I debated it on his show last week. And he would have said, I do support it, and here's why. And then John Tory would have told you where he would find other places to cut, I hope. But it just seems the kind of topic where you'd have an opinion. Here is Paul from Oshawa on News Talk 1010.
Yeah, Jerry, I have a few comments. If you'd just let me get them out, please.
Okay.
I believe that a roadkill could have won that election, and that's my feeling about him. Not personally, don't know him. But when you asked him that question this morning, it was like, oh, my God, it's going to be a repeat. And I do remember the debate. I remember him saying, expenses have gone, spending has gone up 80%, and income has gone up 10%, and he didn't hammer that in any way. The next thing he went on to was this idiotic thing about work gangs, and it's just, I'm a conservative, and I can't believe that. I don't see him winning the election. That's it. I was just disgusted.
All right. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Thanks for making it.